In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we're continuing with the new era, and we're coming to the end of Volume 24, May 20th, 1925. And we begin with, this is why Jesus says he wants to form this new son of the kingdom of the divine fiat amidst creatures. And he says, this is why many times it happens that many acts, many prayers are done and nothing is obtained. He says, because people are not longing for him. They're just rote prayers. I got my prayers done. You know, it's no, it's to go to Jesus. It's to go to Mary. And now he's given us this way through Louisa so that we can surrender to Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. He says, because of one more sigh, one more prayer, one obtains what he so much longed for. Okay. So I know people that when they spend time with the Blessed Sacrament, they look at their watch and they go, it's 59 minutes. I can go. And your prayers are not answered. God always waits for the last minute. That's why he says, so many times, many acts, prayers are done and nothing seems to obtain because one more sigh is needed. One more prayer is needed to obtain what the soul is longing for. So our God is saying, it's not, you're not punching in a clock, you know, when you pray. You're not, you know, on a speed dial to get it done as quickly as you can. It's to fall in love with God. So he says this. Was it perhaps the last act to obtain the deed of grace? No, it was the continuation of all the acts and all the prayers. And if it appear that it is obtained through the last act, it is because, now Jesus says this, that one more was needed to complete the number established by God. So he says there's a certain amount of prayers. I know people have said to me, I prayed for 10 years and nothing's happened. Pray 10 years in a day. One more prayer is needed. One more sigh is needed. It's not to give up. It's to say to Jesus, I trust you. I have complete confidence in you. He says it's one more that is needed to complete the number assigned by God. So he says, so if you, Louisa, want to receive the kingdom of the divine will, do not stop. And he says that to us too. Do you want the kingdom? Don't stop. Keep on reading. Keep on studying. Keep on putting this into practice. Otherwise, since the long chain of acts that reach up to the throne of God would be missing, and you, Louisa, would not obtain what you want. And what we want, we, Triune God, want to give. I remember this one lady, she was in our prayer group, and she said, if nothing happens by the year 2000, I'm quitting this group. And I go, all right, you know, nothing happened. She quit. When 9/11 happened, she says, can I come back to the group? And I go, wait a minute. I said, are you coming back because you're afraid? And when you're not afraid, you'll leave again? Why do you want to come back? And she never came back. Jesus is looking at us, and he's asking us, What do you expect? What are you waiting for? That what's something that you want done? No, it's got to be what God wants. To enter into the divine will is to say to the Lord, you're in charge, not me. Whatever you want, I want. I want nothing of earth. I want only that of heaven. So we do our work on earth. We continue to do what we have to do, but it's not to accomplish anything. But to have the kingdom established, that's why we're here. So Jesus says, the acts that you do are like hours that form the day or the night. Each hour has its place. Some hours form the evening. Some hours form the night. Others form the dawn. Others the rising of the sun. Others the full day. And this is what Jesus says. And if it is the midnight hour, in vain would one expect to see the sun rise. So therefore, it's necessary that at least the dawn come to court the nearing day in order to see the divine majesty, this majesty of the sun that dispels the darkness with this empire of light and putting an end to the night. The pearls, pearls all nature and makes it rise again with its light and its heat, molding everything with its beneficial effects. God is so good. He loves us so much that he has everything planned. And so he says the daylight's coming. The new day is coming. This abundant life is coming. And he's saying, are you ready? Are you ready for it? Are you living it now so it can manifest itself? So he says this. Now, perhaps the dawn that has all the honor for making the sun rise is the dawn. Does the dawn have all the honor for making the sun rise? No, he says. The dawn has been the last hour. But if the other hours had not preceded it, the dawn could never have said, I am she who calls for the day. Such are the acts, such are the prayers to obtain the rising of the day of the kingdom of my divine will. They are like many hours. Each one has its place of honor, and they hold hands among themselves in calling the refulgent sun of my divine will to come on earth as it is in heaven. It's going to happen. Jesus says this is a divine decree. So he says, as creation was a divine decree, as redemption was a divine decree, now sanctification is a divine decree. It's going to happen. And he has asked us, he has predestined us to live at this time. God is doing this. And all we're doing is cooperating with him. Listen to what St. Louis de Montfort says. St. Louis de Montfort says, in the final days, they'll be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world. And it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. This is a great and glorious day. This is a magnificent time to be alive. We're going to see things that the saints dreamed of. We're going to see it. So he says this, the final act can be called like the dawn. If it is not performed, the dawn will be missing. So this final act is where we are. Jesus is saying, longing for it, waiting for it, living for it. He says, it is useless to hope for its day of light to arise soon upon the earth, which is molding and warming everything more than sun, which will make its beneficial effects in the divine regime felt. It is a regime of light. It's a regime of love. It's a regime of sanctity. This is what God is calling us to. This is not anything that the saints had. How did we begin this? Jesus said very clearly, he said, all that the saints have done all together can't produce, what one person, the divine will can do. What's taken centuries and centuries and centuries now can be done in a snap. How is this possible? Because the dawn is coming. The darkness is coming to an end. The new era is close at hand. What happened in July of this past year? The Communist Party said, Chinese Party said, we're now celebrating our 100th anniversary. What does that say to us? It's over. When we remember Pope Leo XIII's vision, where he heard the devil say, give me 100 years. And God said, they're yours. The 100 years is over. The new era has begun. And how do we know the new era has begun? Because God has given us the book of heaven. He's showing us how to be peaceful, joyful, and happy in all situations. This is not about becoming a saint, Jesus says. It's about becoming, it's about freeing the human generations from the slavery of the human will. What is our human will? When we go to confession, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this. I want to live this abundant life, no longer the miserable life. God goes, good, prove it. And that's, so what does he do? He gives us the book of heaven of how and why this is going to happen. So he's teaching us, he's training us, he's disciplining us to turn to him. So Jesus says, the same thing happened in redemption. Redemption did not come for many centuries. It took 4,000 years because the patriarchs, the prophets found themselves with their axe in the night hours, and afar they longed for the day. And then as the Virgin Mary, Blessed Mother, came, Our Lady formed the dawn. Our Lady, and all embracing the night of the, all the night hours together, Our Lady made the day of the Word arise upon earth, and redemption was accomplished. Now Jesus says, what I'm doing now with you, Louisa, is to bring the new day, the abundant life of being freed from your human will to live in God's holy divine will, to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Louisa's the newborn. This is a great gift that God is giving to us. So he says, therefore, Louisa, do not stop. And he says that to us as well. Continue to read. I love reading the calendar every day. And again, some days are longer than others and some days are shorter than others. Yesterday there was one reading. Other days there was 10 pages of reading. But when you have a short day, continue on, read. Always stay a little bit ahead. And when the long days show up, it's a piece of cake. I can't wait to hear what Jesus is going to teach me today. I can't wait to spend the hour in front of the Blessed Sacrament. I can't wait to have Holy Mass and receive Holy Communion. I can't wait. God is leading, guiding, and directing us. He's got great plans. So he says, do not stop. The series of acts are so necessary that there is a risk that if not all of them are performed, the desired good of God for us is not yet obtained. So keep on praying, studying, putting this into practice. It's very, very important that we begin to live this abundant life. It becomes our life, especially, like I said, when you pray your prevenient act, you want to be fused with the triune God by fusing yourself with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, so that you can fuse yourself with creation, redemption, and sanctification. That all becomes yours. It becomes part of who you are. Why? So that you can enter into the divine will, to enter into the prime act of God, the one act of God. Why are we doing this? So that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus is saying everything's ready. Everything's coming soon. And he's saying to us, you begin to read and study and put this to practice. Enter into this fusion with God. What's fusing? It's two pieces of metal welded together, never to be separated. Fuse yourself with our triune God. Why did we receive Holy Communion? Jesus says, to get ready for the perennial communion with God, where we'll never be separated. As Adam walked and talked with God in the cool of the evening, that also happens with us. A new beginning is happening. A new beginning is going to happen soon. We're going to see it. And God is asking us to get ready for it. So what does he do? He says, I've saved the best for last. I give you now the book of heaven. This is the book that was dictated to Louisa. Louisa wrote down every word. She memorized it so that she could live in it. And now it's up to us to memorize and to live this life. It's not about earth. It's about heaven. And that's what God is waiting for. The final prayer is I want nothing of earth. I only want that of heaven. I want to be one with you eternally in heaven. That's what Our Lady said to Bruno in 1947. She said to Bruno, my children are going to enter into eternity where they belong. The children of Lucifer will always be trapped in time and space and never be able to enter into the beatific vision. But she says, my children are going there. Pray with confidence, pray with hope, and pray with certitude. God is going to answer your prayers because they're his prayers. So I'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, that all of the little children of the Holy Divine will become divinely healed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.